possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the question is, it's not even a question like what the Browns do. I mean, you got several things. But for Shador, and we shared this in the very open of the show. You can go back and listen to it at 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app with the rewind function. You can also go ahead and leave a coming in hotline message if you want to. It's that microphone that's right next to the Listen Live button on your free Odyssey app when you highlight 92.3thefan and your favorite 92.3thefan. You can go ahead and leave that. Keep it within 30 seconds. And use the coming in hotline if you wish, if you will. But depending on the severity of this injury, this is awful for Shador Sanders. And I'll tell you why. In our depth chart, Anthony and I's depth chart, Shador's number two. After Joe Flacco's done, to me, it's like, hey, put him out there. Let's see what he's got. Which, boy, you don't talk about fifth round picks like that. That's why I'm about to get to this here in just a moment. But in the Browns depth chart, clearly, and I know that the unofficial depth charts, whatever, you guys, I mean, we know. It's Joe Flacco, probably Kenny Pickett, probably Dylan Gabriel, maybe you flip one or two. I can't believe that. And then you have Shador Sanders. And Shador goes out there, he plays well. Kevin had planned on starting him on Saturday. Now I can't imagine he's going to play on Saturday. We'll find out more from Kevin coming up at 9:30. If he doesn't play on Saturday, if this is a lingering issue whatsoever, then you get ready for the Rams next week. They're going to ramp up like that to the game, and then you're going with the season. And so you're already had limited reps, if any, to start training camp, and now there's none. This could be so bad. He'll make the team. I think he'll make the team. But this is so bad for his chances of playing earlier, chances to show his stuff. For the Shador fans, this is really, really, really bad news if he's injured to any level where it's like, hey, man, you're going to have to miss a lot of days here to get this thing back. This is really tough after what I thought was a really nice performance on Friday.
Well, and regardless of how all the fans...
Well, we all thought was a nice performance.
...who are getting all the reports on how bad Dylan Gabriel's been or how good Shador has gotten, what happens now... From here on out, when the goal isn't to sort out the depth chart for everybody, the goal is to get probably Joe Flacco ready for Cincinnati week one. And then every week after that, How does the coaching staff, how do they evaluate the difference between Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, one who was drafted in the third round, one who was drafted in the fifth round?
What's going to evaluate it just like that?
What's going to matter at this point?
Honestly, if
it's gonna be a preseason football.
What got Dylan Gabriel drafted? You want to know what it is? What got Dylan Gabriel drafted? Wasn't his size. What got him? Say it out loud. This is a radio show, for Christ's sake.
No, I don't know, because I didn't want him drafted. Okay. And I've questioned that draft pick, so don't ask me. Ask the Browns.
It wasn't a rhetorical question. Owen got it right. It's for his his knowledge of the game, because he's played in three different programs over 6 years. So guess who's going to get the nod before Shedeur Sanders? It's going to be Dylan Gabriel. Because, okay, we have to think less. Shador's coming from a different offense. Shedeur, I was getting texts on Friday. This is what bothered me the most. I did have some. Jordan Schultz is getting insiders texting him going, man, this is really shocking. This is really nice. And then I still got people going, Kenny, you need to calm down. My people are sitting there, you need to calm down. They're taking away a lot. I go, or do we expect there to be 30 pages of offensive plays for him in this setting? They can work together. It made me feel better about Kevin. So now these quote-unquote mental reps will have to be taken advantage. But if you're Kevin, you're thinking, I got to go out in there and I got to try to win a football game. So you're going to go with the guy, unless he is just putrid on Saturday and in preseason game number 3, and he's been putrid apparently to people throughout practice, then you may think differently there. But you're going to go with knowledge of the game, knowledge of the offense. You're going to go with the guy you trust to help you move your offense along. And he physically may not be able to do it, but the guy who's going to end up getting the nod, if neither can really give you a whole bunch in the preseason, it's going to be Dylan Gabriel. So the whole thought of me thinking, man, you could maybe rob this whole situation out and be able to save us from this dire spot that is a guaranteed contract to a guy that nobody wants to talk about or see, God, is Shedeur Sanders. Now you're going to have to wait even longer. This is terrible. For anybody who's a dreamer, this is awful for this franchise.
You know, I remember Brady Quinn talked so much about his very, very rough process of getting into camp and everything that happened with him and how it kind of derailed, you know, potentially his career. And he's been very, very honest about, you know, mistakes that were made and everything. You know, you wonder if 10 years from now, is Shedeur going to be talking about this oblique injury? And it doesn't mean he doesn't have an opportunity to make up for it. This doesn't doom him forever. But you just wonder, sometimes it's wrong place, wrong time. And just the littlest thing, because look at all the momentum he had.
Yeah.
I mean, just making some plays in one preseason game, I don't care who it's against.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just sometimes that opens up the door. You know, I remember Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis came into a random preseason game and got some carries and started to make a splash. And I remember, you know, Shanahan, not Kyle, the other Shanahan, talking about Terrell Davis seizing the opportunity. And next thing you know, he's a Hall of Fame running back. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it is just making the most out of your opportunities, but when you don't get the opportunities, that can really just throw things out of whack for a football player.
Another thing that I figured out here, I think it's more proof that if you just say, man, I can't believe you guys are making a big deal about a fifth round pick, I don't think you're paying attention to anything going on. And you could sit there and blame the media all you want. I mean, I had people I truly respect. Their first thoughts were, are they trying to protect his trade value over this? I go, really, Shador's just going to agree to a fake injury?
Right.
Out of this?
Yeah, that's Shador who's...
just going to agree to a fake injury?
Who's very quiet and somebody who's very secretive.
Because, Lima, you blew my mind.
With the 10 guys that film him around every turn.
You blew my mind with what you were reading to me when I was driving yesterday, where it said the people who were freaking out before even it was announced that they had the injury, because the reports were during the joint practice with the Eagles, everybody else was getting reps and Shador was dressed, but he wasn't getting reps. Nobody thought for a second he might not be feeling great. It was immediately.
Also, Kenny, we had the videos that anybody covering the Browns, and I saw even Eagles reporters, they're putting any Shador content out they can. So before practice yesterday, before the joint practice, while we were doing the show, I saw multiple videos of Shador throwing the football beforehand. So nobody really had an inkling of what was going on here. I know after the fact, people were looking at his body language and they were like, oh yeah, he wasn't smiling as much. Maybe he had known. What has the reporting been on when he knew that there was an issue?
From what I know, it was before, and he thought he might just need to stretch out, and he was kind of favoring it, and they're like, you don't need to stretch that to come over here for a second. And then that's when it started.
Okay.
So he was like kind of like trying to, maybe I just got a cramp or something like that, it seemed, from what I was told. And it was like, nah, there's something here. You're not able to move, and this is a little bit odd. So
working through the college mindset, right? Because I'm sure in Colorado, it was like, hey, man, get your ass out there. You're the quarterback of the Buffalo.
Yeah, but think about this. I mean, you just played, I know, you missed a couple of throws, and people want to say, gosh, you guys really throw the word great around. Nobody expected him to play that well. He played well. And you have a good outing like that. Things are going your way. Now you have this opportunity. They just said, did they or did they not say he was going to start against Philadelphia? Mm-hmm. So you have this opportunity again, not just against Carolina, because people wanted to say, well, it's the suck-ass Panthers, and you're playing against their second-teamers. Okay, well, the second-team for the Philadelphia Eagles is a different animal. So if you're playing against the second-teamers for the Philadelphia Eagles, this is an opportunity for yourself. So he might have just felt it and go, no, that's not happening. No. I'm fine. It's a scratch. But a scratch, and he might have just been lying to himself, which I don't blame him. Here is your opportunity. You've been the most talked about rookie. Nobody has said anything about Cam Ward in America.
No.
And he's the number one overall pick. You were the most talked about rookie in the country. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. He knew he had an opportunity. I feel bad for him to a certain degree there, because it's not the worst injury in the world, and you might get another opportunity, but when? Depending on the severity of this, hopefully maybe next week, we'll see. And then if it's not next week.
Yeah, imagine, here's what I keep thinking. What if, I know people can laugh, people can drive around and roll their eyes. What if this is the moment where Dylan Gabriel takes off? And how are the Shador people, who are only about Shador, how are they prepared to handle that?
I'm prepared to accept it. I'm prepared to be.
I'm prepared to
wake up with my face sewn to the carpet because everybody and their brother has said how bad Dylan Gabriel is during this training camp.
Sure, 100%. But would you be that shocked if? I mean, I saw this guy make amazing throws on the biggest stages of college football. Would you be shocked?
I would be.
Why?
Because I've just heard nothing but bad things. It's been nothing but bad. I've never heard a prospect come out in camp. They said nicer things about Johnny. It's just, they're not being mean-spirited about Dylan Gabriel. There's just nothing, except for Lance Reisland, that's the only guy, and he's a football coach, so maybe I should take his word for more than some of the other ones. I would love to, but I got Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker's been a football player. Ross Tucker analyzes the game. He has the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's on with the guys in the afternoon yesterday. He's like, man, he looks small out there. Looks like he really can't do it. Like, this is not good. So, hey, man, I really, really hope he can do it, because if he can't do it, then what did you spend a third-round pick on this guy for? what did you do this again? I got a guy who fell into your lap in the fifth round, and he's had an unfortunate injury here, but he went out there and played like gangbusters. I know, I don't care if it was the first preseason game. This guy, I don't know if anybody would have any faith if it was any preseason game. 216-474-0092. Yeah, there's wild conspiracy afoot.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.